I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Oh my gosh. Y'all, I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be back. So if you are a regular listener, you know that last week I had to take a week off. Not that I really wanted to. Does anyone really want to take a break? I mean, sometimes, but no, I really did not. But our family went through just, we went through something last week and kind of the week before. But for those of you who do not follow me on social media, which you totally should, at Hustle Versus Flow, HustleVsFlow on Instagram, you know that my husband tested positive for COVID. Which, you know, it has happened to a lot of families, right? And I will start off first by saying that his symptoms were very mild. We are so very lucky for that. No pre-existing conditions or anything. So, honestly, he just had body aches. And because we are on such high alert, because of the kids being in daycare and everything, he got tested. And even though we thought for certain, hey, it's going to come back, you know, negative, he tested positive. So it was kind of a freak out around here. We do have an extra bedroom downstairs in our basement. And that is also where my office is at and where I record my podcast episodes. So, you know, when we found out, we did all the things, right? We, myself and the kids, the day after, we put him down in isolation, and then I drove us all, and we all got tested just to make absolutely sure, because one thing we wanted to check to see is if, hey, can we be a happy family all quarantining together if we're all positive? Which, as it was, the kids and I tested negative, which is great, obviously. But that just meant that it was us alone upstairs. And I think for a lot of people, this would have been fine, right? If you're anything like my parents' generation, like my mom did everything all the time, so it probably would have been no big deal for her. But I will tell you that that was the first thing that I struggled with, like the very first thing, because, you know, my husband is very, very hands-on, very supportive, and he does a lot of the cooking. He is a neat freak. Ask anyone in, you know, my siblings and my mom and everyone, like he loves to clean, loves to vacuum, loves to cook. Like that is his passion. And I am more of like the house manager, like planning activities and getting homework done, you know, stuff like that. So it was that first day, I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit like, oh, holy crap. And even after I'd gotten like the kids to bed on that first night and, you know, Kevin was already asleep downstairs, I'm not going to lie, I reached out to my friend who luckily lives in Canada. Shout out, Casey. And really just like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. And I knew I could, but you know how sometimes you just need someone who knows you well enough and that you can humble yourself to and just be like, oh my gosh, like I'm kind of starting to have a little bit of an anxiety attack. I don't like this, the thought of doing this for 10 days, because that's the time in which we needed to keep him isolated. the thought of doing this for 10 days, like, I just, like, it makes my, like, heart race, and I'm short of breath, right? And, you know, first off, I think that that type of person, I think I've talked about it before, but I think that type of person that you can lean on and vent to and know that they'll give you advice without judgment, every person needs that. And it's not always, you know, your family, and it's not always a person that you can like meet up with, right? Sometimes it's someone that you've, like, you know, in the day of, like, online friends and, you know, meeting other like-minded people through, you know, social media and Facebook groups and things like that, you can connect with people that are more similar to you than, you know, the people who are in your immediate area, right? So I would highly suggest, if you don't already have someone who, you know, kind of believes in, you know, the same mindset and spirituality that you do and can be your kind of sounding board, like, hey, I know that this is my ego talking, or I know that I'm in my own head right now, but can you kind of help me through it? And I will say, my Canadian friend Casey was really there for me, kind of checking in on me every step of the way. But one thing I did realize is that you don't have to do it alone, right? I'm glad that I reached out to her, and I'm glad that I told her my true feelings. But the fact remains that there shouldn't be anything that you do alone. You know, there's that saying, it takes a village, right? And when we, honestly, when we lived in Dallas, I was just kind of like, what village, right? This is us. It's just us, and that is what it is. And I wholeheartedly think that if this would have happened in when we still lived in Dallas, I couldn't live to tell the tale, but I think it would have been exponentially harder. So just, it's funny how, you know, life kind of comes at you when you're prepared to handle it. And I mean, just to go on that point, like, an asking for help, like, not to say I didn't have friends in Dallas, I certainly did, but being at home and being able to effectively humble myself took a lot for me. And finally, I was like, my kids, this is what I posted on Instagram, if you haven't seen it, but, oh, there's my kids jumping around. I'm sure you can hear them. But I posted on Instagram one day, the kids had the window open and they were looking outside at the other kids playing in our cul-de-sac, and they knew they couldn't go out just because obviously we're quarantined and we wouldn't want to take any chances. But they yelled out the window, "We can't play, our dad has COVID." And I just, like, laughed and wanted to cry. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, seriously. And at that moment, I was like, you know, I could continue to just be wallowing in my just, you know what I mean? Or I could just be like, hey, this is hard, and we're getting through any way we can. But I shared it, and I had such an amazing feedback and warm messages of support from all of you and so many people, and people that I didn't even, like, not like I didn't think they cared, but, you know, the last person you would think of, like, I was getting, hey, here's a quick Venmo for some wine money from a dear friend that, you know, I met when my husband and I were first married. And, you know, friends of my nieces, like, her mother came over and brought me this beautiful headband and wine and Dots pretzels. And it was funny, like, it never occurred to me that I should ask for help. Or, you know, I think it, for women, it's kind of this pride thing. Like, I'm a mom, I should be able to do this, right? Like, I should be able to handle this on my own. But when my, you know, neighbor across the street was like, oh my gosh, I just saw your post, I'm so sorry. And I was like, God, I should have told you. You know, there's that feeling like, crap, I should have, like, told, like, 600 people, you know, not that we had contact with them, but just to be, you know, neighborly. And she was like, you know, what can I make you? What can I do this? Can I do that? And I was like, you know, usually I wouldn't, but okay. And it felt so good. Like, her husband delivered, you know, two huge meals and cookies and ice cream and of course wine. And it was just one of those things, like, I just was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I asked for the help, right? And it's funny when, like, now obviously I can look back, right? Because today, actually yesterday was my husband's last day of quarantine, and that's why I'm down here recording this podcast for you. But today was the first day that he was out and, you know, able to, you know, help and everything. Obviously, he hasn't been able to do anything down in the basement, but we had decided, hey, no cooking for Thanksgiving. We are just going to order some sushi and, you know, just be us, our happy little family. Obviously, you know, we didn't want to put anyone at risk by going to see my parents or anything like that. And so we're like, hey, this is what it is. We will have a wonderful Thanksgiving, just, you know, just the five of us. And it turned out to be the most wonderful day. And I kind of look back on reflection like, oh my gosh, I survived, right? I'm a survivor. And it's funny because you think back on all the hard times in your life. And I don't mean like super over the top hard times or deeply, you know, touching hard parts, just like things that you're like, oh my God, I can't do this, like this week, or, you know, at work, you just had a super stressful project and it was just like, I don't think I can, you're exhausted, right? And I'm not gonna lie, just, I had my points of breaking down, and I want to tell you right now, that shit's healthy, right? It's okay to have a good cry. It is so incredibly freeing. Like, I used to feel a little bit of shame for, you know, kind of breaking down, but it's like you have to get those feelings out so that you can move past. Like, there's no burying it down or it will pop up again, right? And I'm not going to say like, oh, I cried once and then I was a soldier. No, I mean, there were good days, there were bad days, there were, you know, all I can say is that, you know, like I said, glad that I reached out or glad that I posted something so that people could offer their help. And I will say, like, I just have a new appreciation. And I think that's what adversity is all about, like polarity, just giving you a new focal point, a new lens on life. You know, I was already super, you know, gracious and very thankful for our teachers and everything, especially after, you know, quarantine at the beginning. But it was so much different doing it this time because you had FOMO, right? You were missing out on things. The kids were missing out on their, you know, school Thanksgiving activities. And I mean, that stuff wouldn't usually bother me, but it was like, oh, man, like, dang it, they would have been doing this fun little turkey activity and things like that. And I will say, like, especially my oldest, Roy, is in second grade. His teacher, like, I think about the document that she put together, this like full page document itemizing like things the class was doing each day, and she would post things every single day. And I was like, that takes an incredible amount of dedication. Like, she did this for my son, right? And any student of hers that, you know, happened to be quarantined. And, you know, it it really puts it in perspective of how grateful I am to the people in my immediate community. And I've said it 10,000 times before, but it's just like, I made the right decision to move back, right? I've made the right decision. This isn't just based upon, you know, my immediate family anymore. I'm moving here to be, you know, closer to my sister and my sister's children. This is like, I'm building a community of people who truly care about me and care about my family and their well-being, and that it's extremely humbling just to know that people care, I guess, right? So to sum up, I know that was kind of rambling a little bit, and I miss being able to talk with you all and kind of, you know, catch you up on everything. But I just want to remind you that there is, you know, obviously, there will be adversity in life. There will be hard times. There will be times you're like, oh my God, why? Why is this happening right now? And I will tell you, this was like, you know, I always say it, life's like a little experiment. This was mine. And I definitely did not meditate. I definitely did not journal. I mean, all of the things that I have, they're down in my office, right? And so I didn't have access to them. One, I sure I could have written down on a notebook, but I didn't really take care of myself. My priority was like, make sure the kids and Kevin are fed. I didn't eat so much. I stressed a lot. Anytime I could, I was trying to get, you know, hours in and work and, you know, get Roy's schoolwork done and everything. And it just trying to maintain some normalcy in everyone's life except for my own. And I will say, like, that was biggest experiment. Like, I was having many little meltdowns throughout the day, almost every day, because I wasn't taking the time to center myself. I didn't even do what I advise y'all to do. Just take 3 minutes to take deep breaths. I did none of that. And it's funny, like my husband, like obviously we were FaceTiming, we were texting, everything. And it's funny because he was down here journaling because he had nothing better to do, right? It was either watch Netflix, stare at the wall, or journal. And he was like, oh God, I'm really proud of myself. I've actually, you know, I've been doing some yoga down here and everything. And to be honest, it didn't occur to me to be jealous because I knew how awful he felt hearing like what I was dealing with upstairs. But it was the perfect experiment for me, like knowing what I know and then taking a, you know, extended break from practicing any of it. And it just made me like realize, shoot, you know, these things that I do, they're for something. They help balance me. They help keep me calm. They help, you know what I mean? They help keep me patient. And not to say that I, you know, didn't have my patient moments. I mean, I did, but it was hard because I just was judging myself. You know what I mean? And thinking you should be able to do this and nobody should have to help you, you know, parent your own children. But the fact remains, like, you know, I've told you about this whole comparison thing. Like, you were in, I don't know, you're not competing against anyone but yourself, right? You're just competing against the best version of yourself. And I'd like to think, like, okay, I did the best with what I had. Okay, it's okay that I don't love cooking. It's okay they don't even like cooking, but my kids were fed. I did it. Did the dishes every night. My kids helped with dishes. My kids helped load the dishwasher. I survived. And I want to remind you that when these things come up, again, like, you can focus on being done, like focusing on the end of the week and how great that's going to feel. Like, I remember just thinking, I cannot wait for Thanksgiving. Like, what an amazing day to be, you know, Kevin's first day out of quarantine, like Thanksgiving, being so thankful and like watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm just like getting all weepy, like, oh my gosh, like, yes, it's sad that I can't be with my family, like my parents and my siblings and all my nieces and nephews, but oh my gosh, I'm so freaking grateful for this moment right now and this moment of quiet and just knowing that I get to, you know, talk to all of you today, tonight. And I don't know, I guess to wrap up, I am so, so grateful for each and every one of you listening right now. You guys are so dear to me. And sometimes I think, like, is there anyone listening anyway? And I'll get the sweetest message from out of the blue from one of you, and it touches me so much. So I just want you to know, like, this has been, what, almost over 6 months, 8 months? Gosh. And I am just so incredibly, incredibly thankful for, you know, the ability to share with you and to be vulnerable with you. And I hope that you'll do the same for me, right? I hope that you'll share with me and share with me your wins, your losses, your struggles. I would love to, you know, help you through them. I've already spoke with several people over, you know, Facebook Messenger or DMs. Like, feel free to message me. That is what truly like lights me up, to talk one-on-one with people. And I know, it, you know, if you've made it this far, I know I'm making y'all wait so much for this. I've got something so exciting, and I know it's going to change your 2021. I know it. It's going to be awesome. I am going to make you wait just a little bit longer because I'm just finalizing some things. But thank you so much for your support, for listening, and really for letting me do something that I love. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you as you're listening. Happy Black Friday. Stay safe out there. And hey, happy holidays. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. And don't forget to tune in next Friday as we continue talking about the practical ways you can make your mind hustle for you. If you like what you heard, I would be so excited if you could leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and share your biggest takeaways. Speaking of takeaways, I'd love to continue the conversation over on Facebook or Instagram at Hustle Versus Flow, where I'll share with you some of my favorite books, quotes, and even products like Revive Essential Oils. Right now, I have an awesome 10% off code for first-time customers, HBFREVIVE10. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle Versus Flow.